Radio Caroline began broadcasts from the MV Frederica, and the official opening day was Easter Saturday 1964. But there were some test and indeed some other transmissions before then. So Simon D, who was one of our first DJs, was asked by Peter Chicago when the first transmissions went out.
Is it a mistake or is it a transmission? As a mistake...
The official one.
Oh, the official one was 12 right. o'clock on Easter Saturday is the time when we came on the air. In fact, 5 to 12 we put on Jimmy McGriff playing our signature tune. And then we spoke, or rather the tapes ran, at 12 o'clock.
Now, you were telling me about the unofficial opening. Explain that a bit more thoroughly.
Oh, well, we had a few goofs, a few happy mistakes, when we were fitted out in Dundalk, in Green Ore, when we were testing the equipment, and the Scandinavian engineer, a gentleman, who were fitting all the equipment, all this mysterious...
Big grey boxes.
Yes. Full of amazing dials and tubes and wires and things, because we were really quite a lethal ship in those days. We didn't have much protection against all this high voltage stuff, but we stood wary of it. But we were testing it one evening. I think it was the Sunday night before the Monday of Easter week when we sailed from Northern Ireland down the Irish Sea, of course, and into our final anchorage off Felixstowe. But just the day before we sailed, we tested. And we had a few people ashore with transmitters, with receivers, rather, picking up the signal, right, to test the strength. And we were punching out Ray Charles music, because the boss, the genius there, was our signature tune, really. So if anyone was ashore and found some unidentified Ray Charles music playing, he'd know it was Caroline testing. And so we were putting this out. And unfortunately, the Scandinavian gentleman has forgotten to put in a piece of rather vital equipment, with the result being that most of Northern Ireland, and certainly everyone within a radius of, I think, something like 5 miles, who had their television sets on that night, whatever was showing was drowned out with Ray Charles starting his amazing blues music. It was very funny.
I see. So we did, in fact, actually have a preview before the grand opening.
Indeed we did. We also had a little test, I believe, on Good Friday when we... after we'd anchored. We dropped anchor at 7:30, after having found our anchorage, of course, having looked at the charts and everything to find the place that had been pre-picked by our captain and a few other people that were responsible for that. And the anchor dropped down at 7:30, and after we'd had a few beers and things, I can't fully remember, actually, to be honest with you, but I think we tested on Good Friday evening, Peter.
Those must have been very exciting days, actually, as you sailed out of the harbour.
Oh, amazing days. Can Bobby love?
What do you think was the most exciting time for you, as the ship actually sailed, or maybe afterwards when the programmes began and the response began to build up?
The trouble is, the whole trip was so unbelievable because there were so many what I like to call peaks. There was a time when we were ashore, staying at the Ballymascanlan Hotel in Ireland, knowing that the ship down there in the harbour with this tall, pencil, slim mast, over sort of way above all the old broken-down buildings near the harbour, there was a build-up knowing that that ship was going out to transmit and do a little bit of a battle against the established broadcasting media, and the way we went to it each day, painting a bit more and testing the record players and things like that, knowing that we were going to go. And I mean, that was incredibly exciting. For, of course, I hadn't done it before at all. And then there was the actual leaving of the harbour and the, may I say, the worst gale for 50 years, Easter week 1964, if you care to check the record. It was really bad. And I suppose, had I been subject to immediate seasickness, I'd have never made it as a jock. But I managed to get over it, and we sailed down the Irish Sea in this immense gale. And all the time, of course, we were being called up by various radio stations. There was Anglesey Radio called us up. Caroline, this is Anglesey Radio, may we have your destination, please? And of course, the captain in true nautical style said, yes, going to Spain, actually. And of course, and then they wished us bon voyage. And then we went further down, we were picked up by Fish Guard Radio, who asked us our destination. We gave the same reply. And then we went to Land's End, and we were rounding Land's End Radio, and they called us up, of course, and we said, yes, going to Spain. Well, of course, the minute we'd finished that little conversation, we turned due east and sailed up the channel. sharply challenged and we've been picked up on radar. And they said, well, you know, more or less, what do you mean going to Spain? Spain actually isn't up the English Channel. And of course, all this time we were sort of having little jokes with ourselves. It was all very, very exciting.
And of course, the authorities knew that the ship was really destined for the coast anyway, I suppose.
Well, let's be quite honest. I'm sure British intelligence is not as stupid as, first of all, not to be aware of what was going on in Ireland. Anybody worth their salt to see a ship fitted up with a 120-foot mast and all the radio equipment that it held, plus the fact that we used to pay odd visits to little Irish shops and say, may we have 500 yards of copper cable or something, or go into a record shop and say, may we have your entire collection of records. I mean, it must have freaked a few people, so they knew we were there. And then when we were sailing down the Irish Sea, we were often intercepted by ships that were obviously photographing us. And when we were off Plymouth, a Royal Navy vessel came out to have a look at us. So I think they knew we were there and had watched us. I mean, we did present quite a singularly original figure, I think we have to say, because we were covered with these wires and aerials and stuff. And unless somebody thought we were some form of advanced Russian trawler. Yes.
It was there for all to see.
Yes.